Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is delivering an impassioned plea for Americans upset by the Supreme Court's abortion ruling to speak up at the polls. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the High Court's conservative majority essentially issued a challenge with what he calls an extreme and wrongheaded ruling ending the constitutional right to abortion.
The challenge is go out and vote.
Saying the fastest way to restore the right is for Congress to pass a national law, but it needs more Democrats first.
Your vote can make that a reality.
The president spoke just before signing an order to protect access to abortion in states where it's still legal. Just after he spoke, a Louisiana judge ruled the state can now enforce its ban on nearly all abortions, joining more than a dozen states with similar bans or strict limits. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An investigation reveals Border Patrol agents on horseback engaged in unnecessary use of force against non-threatening Haitian immigrants last fall at the Mexico border, but
OPR found no evidence Border Patrol agents involved in this incident struck any person with their reins intentionally or otherwise.
Video and photos of the incident made it appear agents were whipping Haitians. Border Patrol Commissioner Chris Magnus says they will learn from this and do better. Mourners remembered a woman who worked tirelessly at her synagogue and a man who loved art in the first formal services for the seven people killed at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. The Mariposa Grove section of Yosemite National Park is closed. A wildfire there has quintupled in size and is threatening a grove of California's famous giant sequoia trees. There are no reports of severe damage to the grove's named sequoias, such as the 3,000-year-old grizzly giant. This is AP News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says the assassination of his predecessor, Shinzo Abe, is an unforgivable act.
Kishida tells the media, in the midst of an election, which is the root of democracy, this dastardly event took place. I would like to use the harshest words to condemn this unforgivable act. Kishida adds, Abe had the responsibility as a prime minister for 8 years and 8 months, a record in Japanese politics. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden says he is stunned, outraged, and deeply saddened by the news that my friend Abe Shinzo was shot and killed while out campaigning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of firefighters backed by water-dropping planes battled a large forest fire in southeastern France that has forced the evacuation of some nearby villages. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
London woke up with mixed feelings after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation as party leader, but vowed to stay on as the Prime Minister until a replacement is found.
I heaved a great sigh of relief. I really did. I thought he should have left earlier. Much earlier.
Resident Ernest William Lee wants to see the back of Boris Johnson as soon as possible, while Julie Firestone, a tourist from Toronto, thinks it's a tough time to stage a change of leadership.
Well, I think he's been very supportive of the Ukraine. I think it's really hard at this time because there's so much going on.
Meanwhile, a field of candidates to replace the departing Prime Minister has begun to take shape, even as some lawmakers push to get the scandal-tarnished Johnson out of office before his replacement is elected in the next couple of months. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A 911 operator in Pennsylvania is facing a rare charge of involuntary manslaughter for failing to send an ambulance. Kelly Tichenel called 911. Her mother, Diana Kronk, had been in bed for days and was turning yellow.
He didn't want to send an ambulance, and I pretty much begged him. And I told him that she was going to die if she didn't get help.
The 911 operator, identified as Lee Price, was reluctant to respond. He wasn't sure if Kronk would be willing to go to the hospital.
How about calling us back to make sure she's willing to go before we send resources out there in case he says no?
Okay.
Okay, and then as long as she's willing to go, we'll get you the ambulance out there and make sure everything's okay, or, you know, whatever she needs done.
There was no cell service from the house. Kronk died of internal bleeding a day later.
I don't want it to ever happen again to another family. Nobody should have to go through this. And I want him held accountable.
Price is also charged with reckless endangerment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court has issued a ruling that could deal a blow to Democrats in upcoming elections. Absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin may only be placed in election offices, and ballots may only be brought in by the voter, according to a ruling by that state's conservative-controlled Supreme Court. The popularity of absentee and mail-in voting exploded during the pandemic. At least 500 drop boxes were set up for the election in 2020. Wisconsin is a battleground state. In 2016, Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton statewide by a little under 23,000 votes, while Joe Biden beat Trump by an even slimmer margin. Election officials had argued that drop boxes are safe, secure, and convenient, but after Trump lost the state, Republicans alleged that drop boxes facilitated cheating, and a conservative law firm sued. The court had already barred drop boxes outside election clerk offices in February. The Friday ruling eliminates places like libraries and grocery stores. The decision sets the rules for Wisconsin's primary a month away on August 9th and the fall election. I'm Jennifer King.
A new poll finds inflation and personal finances have surged to the top of Americans' priorities ahead of this fall's midterm elections. I'm Ben Thomas with a look at some numbers. COVID has evaporated as a top issue for Americans. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, posing an open-ended question on the top priorities the government should work on in the next year, finds 40% of respondents name inflation. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché notes,
wage growth is good, but it's not keeping up with inflation, so people rightfully feel like they're falling behind.
In all, 77% of those surveyed mentioned the economy in some way, 44% personal finances, but just 10% specifically mentioned jobs. Fauché says,
if the economy is adding 375,000, 400,000 jobs per month, which we've been doing, over the last few months, that's a very strong economy.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.